Welcome everybody to another awesome episode of An Investor's Journey. I'm very honored and extremely excited to keep getting all this feedback from people that you guys are really enjoying all the information and you're putting it a lot of it into effect, which is the whole point of this. I hope you realize that we're not holding anything back. Everything we share is exactly what we are doing step by step. So I hope that, you know, it's helping you. And if you have questions, concerns, something doesn't make sense, or maybe something you want me to talk about, just feel free, shoot me a message. We're on every social media. Shoot me an email at john@primehomes. So, I mean, get a hold of me. Ask me whatever you need. I'll make a podcast about it. I'll help you out. We'll give you full details, any answers that that are going to help you. So moving forward with this episode, I wanted to talk about partnering. Now, excuse me. Now, partnering is by far the number one thing that I tell everybody is a skill that you need when investing in real estate. And I'm sure it's a skill that works in every area of any business, but especially in real estate, is very crucial. And the only reason why partnering is so important is because of leverage. Partnering with people allows you to leverage their time, their money, their experience. Archimedes once said, "Give me a lever long enough and I will move the world." So that just gives you an idea of the power of leverage. That when you have enough leverage, you can actually do a lot more than by doing things on your own. I know a lot of you, especially, I've seen it across the board. I've seen it with wholesalers, with flippers, with even people with money, that they don't want to partner with people because they're frankly greedy. They want the deal themselves. They're afraid that splitting it with somebody is going to bankrupt them. And if that's the case, then, you know, maybe you're doing something wrong. Partnering with people is by far the only way to actually grow something and to move faster. I mean, partnering is the way that I got to where I was, to where I'm at now, how my business partner John got to where he's at now, and it's how we continue to run our business today. We still do partnering every single day. I mean, partnering with marketing, partnering with deals, partnering with money, partnering with wholesaling. We partner with anybody and everybody to make deals happen. That's why we move so many deals and we do more volume, because not every deal is a home run. So what we want to do is be able to do so many deals that on average, we're hitting home runs, right? We're hitting so many singles that we're just going around the bases. So you are never going to know what deal is going to be that next home run hit if you don't do volume. And the way to do volume is through leveraging. Now, a lot of people think that partnering is only for newbies. Nothing can be further from the truth. You can be an advanced flipper or a person with a lot of money. Trust me that partnering is still going to be important for you. So let's start with wholesalers, because it's, I believe, the only way that any wholesaler should start their business is through partnering. So as a wholesaler, the one thing you want to keep in your head is try to do some research. What is that value that you can bring to somebody, right? And that value can come in the form of time. It can come in the form of personality. Maybe you have a personality to build rapport with sellers. You know, maybe your unique value is the fact that you're willing to work your ass off. So believe it or not, that's a very rare quality to find nowadays. I find so many people trying to get into real estate, but they want to do this part-time. I mean, they say they're all in. They say they want to do this full-time, but oh, I want to do it from this time to that time. I want to sleep in. I don't want to work on the weekends. I don't want to door knock. I don't want to drive neighborhoods. I don't want to go networking. And a million other excuses. So you have it, if you're a person that you're saying, hey, I'm willing to do all of that, because that was me. When I started, I literally went to people and I was like, what do you need done? I'll do it, period. You wanted me door knocking, I door knocked. You wanted me to drive neighborhoods, I drove neighborhoods. I went to see houses, you know, an hour away that were complete crap. I took pictures. I did anything and everything I needed to do to get my foot through the door, right? So I, luckily for me, I do have a background in construction and I speak two languages, right? So I speak Spanish, living in San Antonio. Speaking Spanish is actually a really good language to have as an extra language because a lot of the people that we came across were Spanish speakers. So I offered my services. I had a lot of time and there was just really nothing I wouldn't do. I really wanted to do this. To me, the only way to have success in real estate is to just go all in. So I did. I went all in and I put everything out there. And I told them, I was like, you know, whatever you need, whenever you need it, I'm there. And to a point where there were times that with my wife, we only had one vehicle and she was working and she would get out of work and say, hey, I need you to come pick me up. And I would tell her, well, you need to take a cab or call an Uber because I have to go see a property. Now, or she would go to a coffee shop and just wait for me. Now, the reason I did that is because I needed to show the people I was partnering with that they can count on me whenever they needed me. Right. So whenever they called and they're like, hey, I need you to go look at a house in like 10 minutes. Yeah, because it was literally that quick. I was like, done, dropped everything, went to see that house. There was so many times I would get stood up. So many times it turned out to be a shitty deal. I would say like 90% of the times it was a shitty deal. But it didn't matter because I kept building my trust with them. And I kept building my education, my knowledge, right? So every time we went to a deal and something didn't go right or whatever happened, I would still ask them, like, what were you looking at this? How did you analyze this deal? You know, what comps did you run? How did you run them? So I started learning from these people. I started asking questions. I was always asking them questions. So, yes, I was busting their balls about it, but I was giving them a lot of value in return. So as a wholesaler, I think you can't be picky, right? You can't be a wholesaler that's going to partner with somebody and have a million things that you don't want to do because it's inconvenient. Especially, I mean, granted, one thing to disclose, partnering is for people that want to do more than what they're currently doing. If you are fine with where you are, you're making the money you that's comfortable for you. You're living the lifestyle that you want. You want nothing more out of life. You're content with everything. Forget about it. You don't need partnering. You're good. Stay as you are. But if you want to grow, if you want to make more money, if you want to do more deals, if you want to get more exposure, you need to partner. You need more people. You need more deals, period. It's a simple numbers game. And the more people that are involved, the more those numbers can grow. So as a wholesaler, again, you got to find what is unique about you, right? What is something that you know that you're going to give? And it's fine if door knocking is not it. Just understand that another wholesaler that is willing to do that is going to beat you every time, right? The stuff that you're thinking that I would never do is usually the stuff that generates the best deals. Right. So why do I keep mentioning door knocking is because it's the most effective route at this moment in a hot market that we're in, like in San Antonio. And it's one of those strategies that the majority of the people do not want to do because they're afraid of rejections or whatever it may be. And I did a podcast about door knocking. So if you want to go back and listen to that, I went into, you know, a lot of detail about how to door knock, how to get over your fears and all of that. But if you're not willing to do that and somebody else is, that someone else is going to beat you every single time. You understand? So you got to keep that in mind and just be comfortable with that. Maybe you're a wholesaler that you have a unique ability of finding deals through your network because you grew up in this town and you know so many people. That's awesome. Take advantage of that, right? So find your unique ability. After you find your unique ability, you want to find the people that have what you want. So let's say you want to acquire rentals, or you want to do flips, or you want to do notes, right? Owner finance and stuff like that. Go to the people that are flipping properties, that are acquiring rentals, that are doing notes. Go to them and tell them, hey, I'm a wholesaler, or I'm just starting off. I'm willing to do whatever the hell you need. Those people know what properties they want. They know what neighborhoods they want. They know what sellers they want to target. And they're going to tell you, seriously, step by step, what you need to do to bring them the deals that they want. And what this is going to do is this is going to help you in understanding what a flip looks like, what a rental looks like, what an owner finance deal looks like, how to get them, how to negotiate them, how to take them down. And eventually, you're going to be able to either bring enough value to that person that you guys partner and you grow a big, massive company and you do a lot of good stuff, or you learn so much that you go off on your own and you build your own little business, or you do this for yourself to generate whatever amount of income you're looking to generate. So you find that person and then you just give. You give so much value. Give them everything and more than what they can possibly want. And that's why do I say give so much, is because as soon as somebody starts partnering, from what I've seen from the few people that try it, is that they're already wanting something in return. So if you're the one looking to grow, you're the one that has the ambitions and you're seeking somebody else out, chances are is that you need them more than they need you, right? So keep that in mind. Just give them so much value. Now, there is a chance that you will get screwed over by these people, right? They're going to take advantage. They're going to take your deals. They're not going to give you a fair split. They're not going to teach you. They're going to waste your time. And it happened to me a few times when I was starting off. After you cursed them out in your head and you got pissed off and you told them to go screw themselves and all of that, that's fine. Shake it off. Move on to the next one. Don't get discouraged. Don't be like, this doesn't work. I'm not going to partner with people. No, it's just that person was a piece of shit and that's just who they are. Now you know not to do business with them. You understand? But don't stop. Go to the next one. You gain experience. You gain some knowledge. Now go to the next one, right? And offer them. Maybe now you have more to offer because you have some experience. You went to a few houses. You spoke to a few homeowners. You know how the lingo. Right? So now you have the experience. Now go look for somebody else that you can partner with. And let's say they screwed you over. Do it again. Don't stop. Don't get all sentimental about people hurting your feelings or people screwing you over in this business. Okay? Because it's going to happen. It keeps happening. It happens to us. That it's just the nature. It's just what it is. You know, there's some people that they're garbage and other people are awesome people to work with. You just got to filter through all the crap until you get to those people that are great to deal with, right? But in the meantime, the biggest thing to keep in mind is just always go learning. Always learn. You know, don't just go do what they say and then go home, like kind of like a job. Learn. Why are you doing that? Is there a better way to do it? That's what I used to do with these people. When they used to send me to houses or do some things, I would go, I would check it out, I would look at it, and then I would start tweaking their process. Like, you know, I realized that you sent me to these houses so much and blah, blah, blah. You know, maybe we should change it up and do it this way. And it's things that they're not seeing because they're not doing what I'm doing. So try to learn, try to expand, try to add more value to it. Maybe that added value you don't share with them. Maybe that's something that you keep to yourself and you implement, right? So whatever it is, ask questions, take advantage of the partnership. So to go back, let's go back and talk about how flippers should think about partnering. Now, if you're a flipper, a buy and hold investor, or an owner finance investor, you may be looking to partner with wholesalers. Because that's wholesalers, their only job is to find deals. That's it. 100% of their job is finding deals. You're a flipper or a buy and hold buyer or owner finance investor. Your job is to flip houses, acquire rentals, or acquire notes, right? That takes time. It takes a lot of, you know, effort on your end, a lot of resources to do those things. So you can't also dedicate the amount of resources a wholesaler can dedicate to generate leads. So now you may want to partner with a wholesaler, and preferably partner with a wholesaler, like I said to the wholesalers before, partner with a wholesaler that wants to be a flipper, that wants to acquire rentals, that wants to acquire notes. Because then that person wants what you have and you want the leads that they can generate. So partner with them. You know, look them up, tell them, hey, I'll teach you everything there is to know about flipping, rentals, owner finance. I'll teach you everything you need to know. All I need is for you to help me find deals. You know, I would pay for marketing. I'll tell you what neighborhoods I'm looking for, whatever it is that you're looking to partner with, and set a, you know, a reasonable partnership percentage split with them, and partner with wholesalers. Partner with people that are new, that are trying to just get their feet wet, they don't know what they're doing, and teach them. Give your value, your time is going to be education for them. So dedicate that time. And yes, you too are going to get screwed over. You're going to teach somebody, you're going to work with them, you're going to teach them everything, and then next thing you know, they screwed you over in a deal that's yours, and they took the whole deal themselves, and then, you know, that's just what it was, and they went off on their own. It's going to piss you off, you're going to be all butthurt about it, and I get it, but move on, find another one, do the same thing, all right? It's the same logic. Partnerships are what's going to get you more leads, more volume. As an investor, we all have the wholesale option to fall back on, which means is that if somebody's bringing you too many deals, cherry pick the ones you want, sell off the ones you don't, right? So it doesn't hurt to have a lot of partners. You want to partner as much as possible. And then you also want to partner with money people, right? You want to partner with somebody because you don't want to be using hard money loans, especially in San Antonio. A lot of the hard money lenders, they kill the deals, you know, and even if they don't kill the deals, if you can get private money, it still generates more income than a hard money loan. I mean, hard money loans are great to start. Don't get me wrong. You're not always going to have all the money available to you, and a hard money loan would just make those deals work when normally you would have to turn them away. But what you want to work up to is to have a large, large portfolio of private money lenders that you can negotiate terms. You can have cheaper money, faster money, money that you can control, that you don't have to have a million draws and you don't have to, you know, jump through a million hoops to get. So you want to partner with these people. And how we started is when we started with our first flip, is we partnered with a money person and we went 50-50 on it. We brought the deal, we did the work, they brought the money. And we did a 50-50 split because it was a first flip. We didn't know each other, right? We had no credibility in the space at the time. I mean, we had a lot of credibility as wholesalers and stuff like that because that's how we started. But in the flip space, we had no credibility. And even though my partner and I both are construction backgrounds, it's one thing I always tell contractors, you know, just because you know construction doesn't mean you know how to flip a house. Those are two very different things. So we partnered with them. We did a 50-50 split and we did all of the work. We did everything and it was a pain in the ass. And, you know, there was a problems with the contractors and we had to put on our own tool belts and go finish off the job. But, you know, that was the experience. That was the risk that we took. Everything went so well. They loved the process. They loved everything. That the next time we did a flip, we just said, okay, you see that we know what we're doing. You see that we buy good deals and everything. Let's do this more as a loan instead of a partnership. And then we went from 50-50 splits to 70-30 to then we went to 12% interest and like 1 point up front to now we're under 10% interest only paid on the back end, right? So, but we had to work our way there. We had to build our credibility. We had to give people, you know, a reason to want to do those deals with us because they can trust us. So partnering with these money people is a great way to build those relationships. And one thing to keep in mind is that usually people with money have friends that have money, right? And when they make money with you, they brag about it to their friends and now you have more people. And you know, so you definitely want to build relationships like that with both scenarios. And now if you're somebody that has the money, you're in the same boat. You have all this money, but a lot of times, from my experience, people that have a lot of money don't have a lot of time. So you want to partner with people that have deals. Now, let me clarify. You don't want to partner with wholesalers. And I'm sorry, wholesalers. I know you're going to get pissed, but it's true. If you have money, you don't want to partner with a wholesaler, at least not in a way that, you know, that's going to hurt you, in the sense that you want to make sure you have enough risk reward in there, because wholesalers are not flippers, right? They're not, they don't do buy and holds. They don't do all that. They just wholesale deals. So they don't have the experience. So if you're going to partner with a wholesaler, keep in mind that there's a huge risk reward there that you got to factor in. And we're going to talk about risk reward later on. But for right now, the people that I recommend money people partner with is people that have deals, that have a deal that they're going to close on. People that have closed on deals similar to that. People that, you know, if you're going to lend to a flipper, make sure that they've flipped houses successfully. They know what they're doing. Those are the people that you want to lend money to. People that are actually doing the goal, that are doing the end goal, which is flipping, buy and hold, or owner finance, whatever the strategy may be. Those are the people that you want to lend to, the people that are actually executing on the deals, because that's where your money is going to be put into effect, right? That's where your money is going to be protected by the deal, and it's going to be, you know, it's going to be behind somebody that actually knows what they're doing with that particular strategy. So if you're a money person, that somebody that just has the private money, you have savings, whatever it may be, look for somebody that has deals and is looking for money. And it's the same thing. That's the value that you bring, is that you have money. Now, one thing that I want to disclose is that just because you have money does not mean you can set whatever terms you want. Why am I saying this? We're in a very hot market. Finding money is not that hard right now. There are a lot more people that have money than have deals, right? So if you think just because you have money, you're going to charge whatever the hell you want, you're dealing with a, you know, rather savvy investor, you have another thing coming. I have investors that want to invest with us, but they don't want to do anything less than 12% interest and like 1 or 2 points. And it's like, that's fine. If I ever run out of money, I might contact you. But chances are that I'm always going to find cheaper money than you. You understand? Because I have the deals and you have nowhere to place your money. So it's always a supply and demand issue. You always got to think about it, that everybody's out to make money, you know, and the same way that you want to make your return, an investor wants to make their return. And the less they pay on money, the higher that return is going to be. So don't think just because you have money that you can set whatever terms you want and whatever prices you want. It's just not going to happen. You know, the only time that happens is when you're dealing with a newbie or somebody that doesn't know what they're doing. And then, you know, now you're taking a lot higher risk for that return that you think is going to be a killer return. So kind of talking about partnerships and all of that, I wanted to talk about partnership splits and setting realistic expectations. So what do I mean by realistic expectations? I have, going back to wholesalers, a lot of wholesalers, they'll bring us an address and they want 50% for it, right? Just for bringing us an address, not bringing us a contract, not bringing us a deal, like just an address that we got to chase down and we got to talk to the seller and we got to do all that. Now, there's times I would do it and there's other times I won't do it. You understand? So as a wholesaler, you got to determine how far do you want to push that percentage that you want over what you really need, which is experience, resources, money, knowledge, right? So there's a lot of wholesalers that they won't budge from that percentage. They want 50%, period. And you talk to them, they don't know how to analyze a deal. That's why they just brought you an address. They don't know how to run comps. They don't know how to evaluate repairs. They don't know how to even find the buyers for it. All they're going to do is, you know, pretty much convince somebody to sign a homeowner to sign a contract and then they're going to just start blasting it everywhere and hopefully find, you know, an investor, if it's a shitty deal, a stupid investor, to come in and pay for it. But they're not learning anything. They're not learning how to structure a deal. And the problem with this is that in a hot market, that's fine. Anybody's making money right now. You can really be an idiot and still make money. The problem is that every market turns. And if you're not learning, if you're not becoming what this one investor called it, a scientist in the realm of investing, which means that you're not looking at the formulas, you're not looking at how to be creative with the deals, how to make a deal out of nothing, that you're not learning those strategies, when the market turns, you're out of business. Because when the market turns and strategies turn, you're not going to know how to implement them. You're not going to learn how to negotiate those deals, how to structure more creative deals. I mean, when the market was still kind of starting, I used to combine 3 or 4 different strategies to take down one deal that was going to make me $3,000, right? And by different strategies, I'm talking about like making it some portion in cash, another portion of taking over a note, another portion of creating a note, wrapping the whole thing up, and then wholesaling it. I mean, you have to get very, very creative. Now, that creativity only comes in with knowledge. So as a wholesaler, you got to factor in what's more important to you. Is it that 50% or is it gaining that knowledge on a new deal, right? And that's up to you to determine. I mean, don't get me wrong. You know, whatever works for you. I have people that they know what they have and they want 50% for it. And I'm fine paying for it because I see that it's a great deal and I can make a good chunk of money on it. And at the end of the day, you know, talking to investors, flippers, buy and hold, and all of you, 50% of something is always 100, is better than 100% of nothing. So keep that in mind. If you're looking for volume and you're looking for growth, sometimes it's fine to do that 50% deal. Because it's going to put more money in your pocket. Maybe you can separate the workload. The wholesaler is the one that's running to the house and doing all the things. Figure it out, right? Make the deal work. But we go back to it, it's volume. That's what you want to do, is you want to do volume. And then you go working, you know, 50-50, 70-30. We've done 70-30 splits on with money partners. There's been times that we've gotten a deal that's either been a very big deal, right, that we're talking about 6 figures in rehab or stuff like that, and instead of doing a loan on that, we decided to do a partnership on it, and we've done a 30-70 partnership where we brought the deal, we handle 100% of everything, and they bring in the money that is needed to do the deal. So when it's all said and done and the money gets split, the profit gets split, they get a lot more than if they would have just lent the money, you know, but they're also taking a risk. So, you know, we try to mitigate that risk reward. We're trying to see, all right, how much risk are they really taking and what's the reward going to make sense? And they factor in those things as well. So we do that too. And we've even done, when I started, I was doing 80-20. I was getting 20% of the deal of a wholesale. When I say of a deal, usually it's the wholesale fee. I was getting 20% of a wholesale fee for going to the house, taking pictures, negotiating it, getting it on the contract, and showing the house to other investors later on. I was getting 20% for doing all of that. I didn't care because what I was getting was the learning process. Luckily, every single house we did when I was starting off was the most complicated strategies you could have thought of. I mean, I've done subject twos, short sales, wraps, owner finance. I've structured deals in so many different ways that right now you bring me a deal and I'm looking at 7 different strategies on how to monetize on it, right? So that was because I was there to learn. I didn't care about the profit. I was getting small checks, but I didn't care. I was there to learn. I put that time in. And after a year of doing that, I was able to go off on my own, implement these strategies, and really make money for myself, right? So what is a fair percentage split? Whatever you determine is worth more. I value knowledge a lot. because knowledge is what's going to get me to make a lot more money later on, right? It, like, we go back to the same thing. If a wholesaler brings me a street address, he demands 50%, he doesn't even understand how we did the deal, he's always going to have to bring me that address because he's never going to know how to make that deal work on his own. So, yeah, he's saying, hey, I just made 50%, haha. Well, if you were to learn, you could have made 100% next time, right? So, to me, knowledge is very, very, very important. You know, so that's the biggest reason why you want to partner and why you want to leverage. And as far as risk reward goes, we go back to the same thing when you're lending money and all of that. You can lend money at a higher interest rate and higher points, but you're usually lending to somebody that doesn't know what they're doing, which is why they're borrowing at those interest rates and higher points. And for a 12% interest rate and 2 points or whatever it is that you think is a killer deal for you, do you really want to take that risk? Do you really want to risk your money for that kind of return? So that's the question right there. And if you feel that somebody's too new and they're, you know, happy to jump on that percentage, maybe don't lend the money to them. Maybe partner with them, right? So now you partner, maybe you do a 50-50 split or you do 40-60, 70-30, whatever is justified, or you're going to see with the pushbacks that they give you, and then you're going to determine, okay, am I stuck on my 12% that I want for my money, or would I go down to 10% so I could just put my money into circulation and just have it moving, right? Or am I okay with this 12% and all this risk, or do I want to jump up to a 30% partnership stake that, you know, to mitigate the risk that we're going to take on this deal? So always value risk reward. Time, is it worth it? There's times that I've had investors, because we partner with a lot of wholesalers, that they bring us a deal, and if we see that we're going to flip it, we partner on the flip with them. And what this does is that it brings them a lot more money than just a wholesale fee, right? So, and they get to learn how to flip a house. But, and we'll do it, and we'll do this sometimes where we'll try to be, you know, fair with the splits and everything like that. And there's been a lot of times where we told them, like, you know, this deal, it just doesn't make sense to split on a partnership, on a flip, because there's not enough margin in it. Our best, for us to make the money that we want, we got to buy you out. And to buy you out, you're not going to make the wholesale fee that you would if you, you know, sold this to a buy and hold buyer or somebody like that. So we try to educate them and teach them, like, how you should be analyzing deals and stuff like that. And our hopes with educating them and teaching them is that next time, you know, because we provided them so much values, they bring us better deals. It doesn't happen most of the time. Most of the time, they just go off and just keep doing their own thing. But on a very few occasions, it does happen that, you know, they appreciated the help we gave them and they found a killer deal and they wanted to partner with us because they need the experience. So that's our game plan. That's what we do. And that's why we always say partnering with people is definitely by far the best thing you can do, regardless of what stage of your investment career you're in. Even if you're a savvy investor, newbie, money guy, doesn't matter. Partnering with people is going to get you to that next level if you really want to go to that next level. If you're happy with where you are, stay with where you are. But if you want to take it to that next level, figure out what you have, how you can provide value, who you can provide value to, and then go offer that value. And trust me, again, this is how we build our business. This is what we do right now. Right now, I mean, the bulk of our leads come from people that do marketing, and we do the lead management for them, which means is that they do a lot of marketing, and we take the calls, we analyze the deals, we get them on the contracts, we wholesale them, and we're partnering with them on these splits. You understand? They do the marketing, we do the lead management. So we still do partnering, and that we're still doing those things. And that's how it got us into business. That's how we stayed in business. And that's how we're always going to continue and grow our business, because it just makes sense. Being able to leverage is the way that you're going to be able to grow and grow exponentially. So I hope you guys took a lot out of this. I hope you guys can see how much I love partnering and how much I really recommend this for you guys. So figure out what it is, get out there, find that partner for you, and just work your ass off and give them a shit ton of value. You're not going to regret it. It's definitely going to take you to the next level. So stay tuned. I'm trying to bring out these podcasts every single week. So stay, you know, keep following us. And again, if you have any questions, anything that you want me to cover, shoot me a message, find us on social media. Let me know what it is that you're wanting, and I will get all the information and put another podcast just for you. All right, guys, thanks and have a great week.